Item 11, I think there was also Mr. Price.
Tim,
I'm sorry.
Tim is back on. Hey, Ed.
You're on.
Agenda item number 11. This is an informational report for you. It's the semi-annual disability retirement application update. This is what has come into the department for the first 6 months of 2016, as well as we're tracking back to 2013, 14, and 15. On page 2, the exhibit number 1, it's the number and type of disability applications that the disability unit accepted. You'll note that there are 3 different categories, which I know you're all familiar with: service connected, non-service connected, and then in some cases we have individuals that apply for both. In 2013 and 2015, 25 total applications were accepted. In 2014, it was 46. And for the first 6 months of 2016, 20 applications have been accepted.
Do I read this correctly, that in 2015 you didn't have any that had both?
Correct.
I guess I did.
Yeah, same thing. When we come across that, see, then it looks a little different.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, for the last period as well as the current period, we go back and validate it. On page 3 in Exhibit 2 and Exhibit 3, Exhibit 2 identifies where the applications that were received came from, which employers. You'll note in the legend at the bottom, we'll have the county total, and using 2013 as an example, 19 applications were received from the county, 3 from Contra Costa Fire Protection District, 1 from the Superior Courts, 1 from Rodeo Hercules Fire, and 1 from San Ramon Valley. And looking at from these charts and across, the numbers remain, you can look at, are, you know, fairly consistent, except for 2014, where we had a spike in the number of applications that were received. In Exhibit 3 is a breakdown on where the applications are coming from within the county, since it makes up such a large majority of the applications coming in. It's approximately 85-86% of our active members. And so we'll break it down by each one of the respective departments or units within the county and where the applications came from. For example, in 2013, Health Services represented 8. EHSD 6, Sheriff 4, Community Services 1, Probation 1. So that information is detailed out for each one of those years time periods for you. On the 4th page in Exhibit 4 is a breakdown of the type of injuries or illnesses that we're seeing that they're being applied for. As you can see, it's the musculoskeletal is our largest in all time periods, the largest or highest number of applications being sought. Second to that is general internal incapacitation, and that is the gray section.
Tim, just as a quick observation, in the future, for those of us with aging eyesight, I can't read any of the numbers on the bar charts.
Okay, well, tell you what, duly noted. You should have seen what we started with. They were even smaller. We have like four out of page. So, but maybe we'll go to one diagram per page, and that way it will make it a lot larger.
Good. You could actually, just from the standpoint of what you're trying to depict, like the breakdown by county department, you could probably do either a chart by year with, you know, the numeric values, mm-hmm. or a pie chart per year. for us numerically challenged guys like me who could look at the colors. But anyway, I just think, you know, just from a standpoint of optics.
No, I agree. Yeah. Good feedback. I mean, I'm looking at it here and I'm getting glare off of.
Yeah, no, it's helpful. It's a very interesting breakdown.
It is interesting. And then if we move on to page 5, now we're going to get into the detail in Exhibit 5, right, is from each one of the employers, where are the injuries and the type of injuries that are being reported. And again, we know it was the musculoskeletal and under the Contra Costa County Fire Protection District. For the 3.5-year period, there were 9 applications received. Under Contra for the county, there were 42 accepted.
Have you got any observations that come from looking at half a year in 16 versus the 3 preceding full years and where we are, good, bad, or otherwise? In 16, are we looking at, what are we looking at that jumps out at 16? Maybe nothing, by the way.
Right, well, I mean, right now, as far as looking at 16, it looks like it's going to be much closer to replicating what happened in 2014, where we're going to have a much higher volume of applications that are coming in. There are some employers that are maybe clearing off individuals that are out, say, on workers' comp or leave of absences, and they want to, say, clear them off of the books and hire replacements that, if it's, you know, an injury related, they may be directing them over to CSERA and to the disability department or unit to apply for a disability.
It looks like the service connected vis-a-vis the non-service connected are the spread is considerably greater. It is more service, less non in 16.
It's service, we're seeing a lot of service connected because I think we're on the work comp side, and if it's work comp related, it's going to come back to service connected.
And this is unique to this year vis-a-vis what we saw in prior years?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, if you said looking at the diagram, it's interesting that 13 and 15 almost mirror one another. And then as we're going through 14 and 16, 16 is almost mirroring 14. Now, I mean, one thing to point out is you notice as you went through the board information today, I think this is the first time I can remember we did not have any new disability applications to report to the board that were received. The last one was at the end of June, I think it was about June 27th, was the last application that we accepted to date. I mean, there were a lot of people calling in. Yeah. Asking, they're meeting with the staff to go through what do they have to do and what their options are, but they may not necessarily be eligible for disability retirement.
Okay.
I think some are using it, you know, again, you know, if they don't have vesting, it's I have nothing to lose. If I go for disability, I could get I could possibly qualify for a benefit.
What is EH for these non-county people like me? What is EHSD? What?
Social services. So everything from our Medi-Cal Fresh, our food stamps, to our mental health programs.
I'm glad you asked. I actually thought it was environmental health.
That's health services. No, EHSD is sort of all of the wraparound services for the poor and the indigent. And
it's just interesting that they kind of consistently have a large chunk of disabilities.
Yeah, I can't answer why. Carpal tunnel, I don't know.
If you look on the last page, not that there's necessarily anything to be done about it, but it looks as if the trend for the musculoskeletal claims for sheriff's office is really on a high trend because that's only 6 months.
Exactly.
And versus a total of 5 for the preceding 2 years each. So that one's...
It's something to keep our eyes on and maybe go.
Is word getting around?
One thing I can add is that I'm getting a lot of calls from applicants that have workers' comp cases and they've been off work for a long time. And in order to settle their workers' comp case, the county wants them, this is, I'm speaking for county only, the county wants them to leave, whether that's a disability retirement or regular retirement, but they will not settle their comp claim until they are somehow separated. So therefore, they're coming to us. And so that's causing some increase. And a lot of that is the state. I know, that's what I'm being told when they come to see.
I'm not even sure how they can do that. I mean,
Well, Jerry, they get 48-50 time, which it is, they get a year.
But I'm getting back to the point, how can, if it's true,
right,
how can the employer hang, you know, we're not going to settle your workers' comp case until you separate.
You have to settle it, but it's part of a global settlement.
Yes.
And there's a preference on the Board of Supervisors to have a global settlement and not to keep, if someone's not going to be able to work, to have them continually cycling through worker comp claims for the next 10 years because they're not able to work. And so oftentimes it's their advantage, they'll get a better settlement if it's all together.
Okay. Are they working in the meantime?
No.
In most cases not, but I mean, you know, every week we get various.
And they, once their 48-50 time runs out, they run out of all their accruals, so they have nothing.
Uh-huh.
So they get no salary, no nothing. After the 48-50 time, their accruals are gone. So they have to do something. They have to, yeah.
Got to make some money somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, and just because they all have a conference does not mean
they're
going to be eligible for the disability.
If you're to draw your eyes drawn to one.
No, exactly.
That's going to be a higher number.
Yeah, exactly. When you look at
14 and 15. That's not going to stop June 30th.
Yeah, you know, if we, you know, we're going to go, we expect that will be 10 potentially by the end of the year.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Are we done yet?
That's the highlight of the disability activity for the first 6 months of the year. We're going to continue to track it, and then we'll be back in January with an update report to close out 2016.
No action required?
No action required.
Ready?
Well, I think we're done with that. Can we keep going?